Mix of sun and clouds, high 87.
The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Battleground News. I'm Karen Morton, your host. Our co-host is...
Jim Davis.
And joining us in the studio today, we have two members of our A-team. First of all, Ken Morrow.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Glad you're here.
Thanks for the invitation. Appreciate
you got to get really up close to that particular mic.
I think I am close enough.
No, now you are.
Now you are.
You weren't before. You
told
before.
Me not to eat the microphone.
Yeah, that was operator error.
Yeah,
I had you guys wired up first here.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
See, because now I can hear it. When you first joined in, Ken Morrow, we couldn't hear you.
Well, so thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome. Glad you made it back. You've been traveling the last few days. I know.
Have. You know, I want to know if you're related to Vic Morrow from the TV show Combat.
Actually. No.
Okay.
Good.
Actually, no.
And also A-team member Ray Morton.
President accounted.
There we go. Always the same. President accounted. Never give too much information, right?
He plays close to the vest.
He does indeed. I'll tell you, that's the truth.
No serial numbers?
None. And the other voice that you hear on the radio now and then is our producer for the show, and that's AJ. AJ is the voice you will hear when you call in.
Yeah, and we'll get one of those right now.
Looks like somebody's calling in at the moment. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things today, but certainly if you want to call in with a question or a comment, you've got something to say about politics in general, because God knows there's a lot of weird stuff happening out there.
There's a lot going on.
It is just unbelievable. But please do so. Please go ahead and give us a call. The number is 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. So to start off, there's just like the big giant elephant in the room, and that is not Jim's looking at himself.
Have you ever... Listen, guys, I turned 61 years old two weeks ago.
Oh, break my heart.
And I have never seen anything like this in my entire life. Can you believe they're trying to impeach the President of the United States for trying to find out where foreign countries have tried to interfere in our elections?
Right, which is what everybody wanted to have done. You know, like, we need to find out what's going on. Why are these people...
Until the tables were turned it started pointing at them, and then it's... And then it's a hoax, and it's a crime, and it's whatever.
I do remember another situation that came up when President Obama spent $350 million to try to stop Benjamin Netanyahu from being reelected.
There you go.
Nobody remembers that.
A little bit of
history.
History, yeah, history.
So
swamp history.
You know, here's the reality of all of this. What's going on is Democrats still haven't gotten used to the fact that Hillary Clinton is not president, that Donald Trump is president, and this is not a coup against Donald Trump. This is a coup against the American people and the United States Constitution.
Exactly. It is literally a coup against the American way. I mean, they are really literally trying to overthrow the American Constitution and replace it with communism. No question, no doubt. They have left no doubt. The used to be a conspiracy. It is not a conspiracy anymore.
It is no conspiracy. It is a matter of fact. In fact, one of the people who were putting together the impeachment proposition said that if we don't impeach Donald J. Trump, he's going to get reelected.
That's right.
All right.
And that's
so,
the only reason they're doing it. And,
exactly.
But now they have the audacity to say it to try to gain support.
Right.
The reality is, we won, you lost, America is better, and every demographic in America is doing better now because
Exactly.
Your policies have failed, and Donald J. Trump actually knew what he was talking about when you were calling him an idiot.
Like the thousands of manufacturing jobs would never come back to the United States of America when President Obama said they won't come back.
Exactly.
But of course, we know what happened.
A miracle.
Yeah, Donald Trump broke out his magic wand and said abracadabra, and there they were, because it was going to take a magic wand.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's right. It was going to take that magic wand, and somebody had that wand. It just wasn't Barack Obama.
And now I don't believe that it's Democrats are mad because the economy is doing better. I think Democrats are mad because the economy is doing better, and they're not getting the credit for it.
And they can't do anything to improve what's going on. That's
I don't even
reason.
Know if that's really right. I would go the other way with that. I think that they don't want the economy to get better.
Right.
If the economy got better, they wouldn't really want to take credit for it. Because remember, as soon as Trump got elected and reduced taxes, the first thing that came out of their mouths was, well, don't worry, when we are reelected, when we're back in power, we're going to raise those taxes again. What would that do to
why
the economy?
Why would I
not want the economy to be great. They want the economy to tank.
They don't, but if it's going to do well, they're going to want the credit for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Newsflash. Apparently some Democrats still think that the change in the economy is due to President Obama. Oh my God.
Some of it was due to President Obama,
in the economy.
Well, you know, I've had this conversation in the social media. Here's what the numbers are. The financial people are saying it's because of Trump. Small business owners are saying it's because of Trump. Mm-hmm. And CEOs of large corporations are saying it's because of Trump. The only people who are saying that it's not because of Trump are the ones who ran the economy into the dirt in the first place.
There you go. Exactly true. We've got Marty on the line.
Marty!
And we haven't heard from Marty for a while.
I hope he's
Marty,
been well.
Marty, how are you doing? What are you up to? Welcome to the show.
Karen?
Yes. Yes.
Here's what I wanted to say. I've been saying for the longest time that today's Democratic Party in this country is the closest thing you ever had to communism. And I want to tell people that I'm a student of history, and you can get a lot of good stuff on YouTube. And if you want to see what's happening now, it's a two-part thing. What's happening and the Democrats' fantasy of what they would love to do to Donald Trump, who, if you'll remember, the Democrats had plans before Donald Trump was even inaugurated. They want to destroy the Republican candidate. Go on YouTube and check out the House of Romanov, and right after the Russian Revolution, what the communists did to the royal family. They either killed them or they sent them to Siberia. And that's what's happening now. It's a repeat. And so when you look at these people like Schumer and this Adam, Schiff is actually shiftless, whatever. But these people.
Oh, I had another one, but we won't say it on the radio.
That they could do to Trump and his family what the communists did to the House of Romanovs. And I'm afraid for him. And I want to say something. No matter what anybody, I love him and I voted for him, whatever. But the most, if you're a Democrat and you're listening, be honest and say, how could a human being put up with this nonsense that every single day they want to get him? According to the Democrats, Donald Trump did nothing right. Now, we know that George Bush, according to Kanye West, George Bush caused Hurricane Katrina.
That's right. I had forgotten that. Yes. Yeah.
But so the thing about it is, I guess Donald Trump caused cancer and whatever. I mean, how can a human being put up with it? And I think he's the bravest person in the world.
Hear, hear.
Now, people say he wasn't in the military. He didn't go to Vietnam. Well, I was in the Army and I didn't go to Vietnam. Hello. So the thing is, they're trying to destroy him. We all have to support him because he is us. He's not up there for himself, because all the money in the world couldn't pay for what he's putting up with. We have to support him because he is us. If he goes down, we go down.
Hear, hear, Marty.
Marty, apparently people listen because
God bless America.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that hear, hear. Good work. What were we going to say?
Yep. After the impeachment was announced, he gained $13 million.
Who did?
President Trump.
$13 million for what? I'm sorry. I'm losing. I tell you what, Marty, thank you very, very much for the call. We're coming up on a break. So we will get back here, 904-831-0600. Put your 2 cents worth in, too.
You're listening to Battleground News on Talk Radio WBOB. We'll be right back.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. With some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, 6 paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Battleground News is taking your calls now at 904-831-0600.
Welcome back to Battleground News. I'm Karen Morton. We've got a full studio in here. We've got our co-chair or co-host,
Jim Davis.
And vice chair, actually, of the Republican Executive Committee here in Duval County, Jim Davis. And also two of our A-team members, Ray Morton and Ken Morrow. Morton and Morrow.
M&M.
Filling out the... Oh, gosh.
I think you set yourself up for that one.
Really?
I think I did. I walked right into it. Okay. Marty, I want to thank you for that call. Very, very good points. And if anybody else wants to get on the line, please do so, 904-831-0600. Now, we have a caller on the line, and she's calling in because there's an event coming up on Friday night that I think a lot of people may be interested in. But I got to tell you, first of all, our caller is Dee Lansford. Dee, welcome to Battleground News.
Well, hello. Glad to be with you.
I know that voice.
Yes, that lovely voice.
I'm just calling to see if y'all had your tickets for our Stars and Stripes that we're going to be having in Clay County this Friday night, starting around 6 o'clock. We have two of our distinguished military people, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, mm-hmm. and our former Lieutenant Governor, Jennifer Carroll, are going to be just a couple of our speakers.
Okay.
So if you don't have your tickets, that we still have some available. It's going to be at the College Drive at the Thrasher Horn Center. Mm-hmm. And just for a mere $75, you can come in, have a good meal, and meet an awful lot of good Republican people.
There you go. So now I got to say, Dee, that was an excellent commercial. You did great. That was perfect.
I'll send my bill.
Yeah, okay. I'll be watching for that. Well, I wanted to, first of all, I want to congratulate you because recently, Dee is in Clay County. Yes. Recently, the Republican Party had someone who had been in the position of vice chairman of the Republican Party for Clay County who stepped down. And lo and behold, the person elected for that position is none other than Dee Lansford. Yay!
Congratulations, Miss Lansford.
Woo-hoo. All right. Love this. Absolutely
love this.
Well,
thank you so much. This is going to open up our campaign to keep our man, Mr. Trump, in the White House.
There you go. And you are, because you and I have known each other for a long time. We've been partners in crime for a long time, and I can't tell you how delighted I am that you've gotten that position of vice chairman. That just absolutely tickles me. And one of the things that's so fantastic about it is that a lot of times, people get into elected positions within the Republican Party in various counties for a lot of different reasons. Some of them get in there to do the right thing. Some of them get in there to work. Many, many more of them get in there and just kind of, strut around and say, yeah, I'm important now. You're right. Have we seen that before?
I've seen some of that, especially up in Georgia. Not much in Florida, but up in Georgia.
See, she's being kind. Now, all of a sudden, she's a vice chairman. She's being nice to people. I love
being political.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
That's in Georgia. That's not in Florida.
Miss Ann Wiggins, Dr. Ann Wiggins, had to step down and... that's a big pair of shoes to fill. I mean, a huge amount. I have known her most of my political short career.
Yes, yes.
And I've learned a lot from her and hopefully to learn much more from her. And I do ask for help from all of you with phone calling and precincting and whatever. My president can't do this all by himself.
He can do
just about everything else. But this is when your next-door neighbor... or just, your best friend, they can put in and keep him in that White House.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't cost you a thing but time.
Mm-hmm.
No money involved.
Exactly. And one of the things that has me so delighted is that you truly are a worker bee. I've known you for a long time. You are out there in the trenches, and you are fantastic at getting other people to go out in the trenches with you. You create that grassroots effect that is so very effective in an election.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, there's a lot of us out there. We don't take any money or whatever, and we just give you our time. But I couldn't do that without all the people that are there for me, with me, and all of the things that they
do.
Ashley Mooney was one that I was... privileged to work with,
mm-hmm.
and to see her in Tallahassee and all the things that she's doing, that is just something that I dream about.
Yeah.
And if we just fall in behind someone that you believe in, that you trust, and all you have to do is just talk for them, knock on doors, make phone calls,
mm-hmm.
and smile a lot.
It's just that easy, isn't it?
It is, really, but it's something that you believe in.
Yep.
And I want to leave this world a better place, and I want my grandchildren to have someone like Trump. And I am not a socialist in any way.
No.
And this is my way of fighting it. So join me.
There you go. Exactly. That's exactly true. And I really thank you for stepping up and running for the position of vice chairman, because it is, it can be a showcase type of thing. But, thank God they've got someone in there this year that is out there and so experienced, like I said, in putting the grassroots activities together, and you are fantastic at it. I really, and you were saying that all you have to do is believe in someone and go out and talk on their behalf. And I think, I'm hoping, everybody who's listening understands that, who better to believe in now than Donald J. Trump?
Absolutely.
He's the He's done all that he can do, and he's got so much more energy. And also, I believe that a lot of people are saying that he was put there by God. He was put there by us through God.
There you go.
And he is a believer as we are. But we're going to have to, this time, we've got a hard row to hoe because they've had 4 years of us, and they don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they being the Democrats. But I would love to have them join us. They don't have to sit out in the cold. We'll bring them right in with us. And Mr. Trump loves everybody, but no matter whether they're Democrat or not, as long as they're a good USA, non-socialist person.
Exactly. You are 1,000% right on that. And I tell you, everybody, if you want to get a hold of D, how do you, if somebody wants to, especially if you're in Clay County, because that's where she's centered. If you're in Duval County or St. John's County, you can always call our board here and we'll get you connected to the right person. The number is 904-831-0600. But if you're living in Clay County and you want to help out with these grassroots activities and you want to help D. Lansford get Trump elected, where do they contact you?
Well, I was very fortunate when I started this years ago. At the letter D,
okay.
My last name, LANSFORD,
mm-hmm.
at AOL.com.
Okay.
AOL.
So, LANSFORD.
Okay. Perfect. D, the letter
just
D.
Just the letter D.
LANSFORD at AOL.com.
That I've had that same email for years, and so you, I'll be right there. And I tell you, we have got some places planned to be. We're going to be all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be in Duval a little bit too.
Yeah, of course, so, of course.
Yeah, so just give us a call, and we'll find a place for you to work that you will enjoy, and the time will just fly.
You know, and that's really true. I think people have, they've conjured up these weird ideas of how, you know, volunteering is miserable, and yeah, I don't know what the people think, but it's not. First of all, the people that you go and see, by and large, it's very, very rare to find somebody who's rude or anything like that. When you knock on these doors, people want to talk about Donald Trump. They want people to understand where they stand and how passionate they are about voting for him. And so it's a good experience. You're just trying to talk with them and get them to make sure that they actually get out and cast a ballot. But we have fun at it. You know, you don't have to be out there by yourself. You can be out there in a team. Before or afterwards, everybody gathers together and has breakfast or lunch or something. And it's a good time. People enjoy, you can really get to be a part of a team and a part of something greater than yourself by getting out and volunteering.
Oh, it's so, and so many people, you're giving to them, you're not taking. They don't know, a lot of people just moved into the county. They don't know where to go vote.
Right.
So you're knocking on a door and asking them, can I ask your questions? So, and we have good training sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Duval just had one, is going to have another one, I understand. And Clay County itself, and we do go out with, no one ever walks by themselves. I always send them out in pairs. And then we usually have a truck with drinks or something. There'll be a bunch of you. You don't go anywhere by yourself.
Exactly. Okay, so let's get back one more time to this event that's coming up. Now, the event is coming up. It's your Stars and Stripes Banquet. And that is coming up this Friday. That's October 4th, Friday.
And we'll start we're going to mingle around and socialize a little bit at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start eating at 7. And if you haven't met West, he is just an absolute, Alan is just, he's an old Tennessee boy, and he's fantastic. I have seen him top down the biggest socialist or the worst enemy in the world.
He's an
Come
incredible.
Come over and just meet him, get your picture made with him, and he's just like your neighbor next door.
Exactly. So we've got Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Is it Colonel Alan West or Lieutenant Colonel?
It's Lieutenant Colonel.
Alan West. We've got former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll, who was with us last Friday on the radio. And tickets are $75. It's at the Thrasher Horn facility in Orange Park. And go ahead and get your tickets. You can go to the Clay County, clayrepublicans.com to get your tickets.
Yes.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Democrats have subpoenaed President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, for documents related to his interactions with Ukrainian officials. The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight and Reform panels announced the subpoena Monday as they examined Mr. Trump's efforts to have Ukraine investigate political rival Joe Biden and his family. Giuliani assisted in that effort. The Democrats have also requested information from three of Giuliani's associates. The NCAA says a new California law allowing college student athletes to earn money from endorsements is creating confusion for current and future athletes, coaches, administrators, and schools. The NCAA responded Monday after California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted a video of himself signing the bill. On Wall Street, the Dow by 96 points, the NASDAQ rose 59, the S&P advanced 14. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A man has been arrested for the gruesome attack on a transgender woman on Friday. 24-year-old Eric Bridges was arrested Sunday and has been charged with attempted murder. Bridges is accused of beating, then tying that person onto the bumper of a minivan and then dragging them two blocks, leaving them lying in the street. JSO says the victim has been hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. So far, no motive has been released. Traffic has been jammed up on the Shands Bridge this morning after a cement truck has overturned. A car also was involved in the accident. State troopers say that the driver has been flown to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office says that the cement truck overturned near the base of the bridge on the St. Johns County side. Drivers, in the meantime, are urged to seek an alternative route. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're seeing some delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on the East Beltway 295 at the northbound ramp to Monument Road. Also, there's a crash on the West Beltway 295 northbound before San Jose Boulevard. And there's a broken-down vehicle in St. Johns County, I-95, at the northbound ramp to the International Golf Parkway. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 73. Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds. High 87.
Barbecue chicken? Check. Jalapeno cheddar hot links? Of course. Pulled and sliced pork? Double check. St. Louis ribs? Oh yeah. Looks like the barbecue gang's all here. All that's missing is you. Come in for pick of the pit combos at Sonny's. Pick two or three barbecue favorites with sides and bread starting at just $10.99 for a limited time. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. C. Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
I love that guy. Absolutely love him.
Every time I hear him, it's like, man, I'm really glad I voted for him.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, as good as he is in some of these excerpts that we've got, and we could, there's 1,000 more that we could add in the rotation. My gosh, the speech that he gave at the United Nations.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
You will notice that nobody played that in the mainstream news.
No one did, and it's a rotten shame. If there was one thing that we could learn to do, when it comes to protecting our country, a tie, getting Donald Trump reelected, and number two, protecting our Second Amendment. Those two things are absolutely tantamount to maintaining the sanctity of this country. But beyond that, when you look at the media, we have got to do something about the media, because there is 50% or maybe 45% of this country who gets nothing but absolute tripe out of the media.
Lock them up.
There you go. Lock them up. There is no such thing as journalism. That is long since gone. But
at least honest journalism.
Yes.
I mean, it used to be that you didn't editorialize the real, when we were children,
mm-hmm.
when the baby boomer generation was children, most of the journalists that got into television, which, came about after World War II, were news reporters.
Yes.
And they broadcast on radio during those war years. And Edward R. Murrow, but they still have his awards. But his legacy used to live on at CBS, but it's eroded quite a bit in the last, 10, 15 years or so.
Yes,
and
I'd say.
NBC and ABC as our main broadcast on air networks. That is troubling, because you're not getting the neutral viewpoint that the news is supposed to be broadcasting. For some reason, they're going on let's get this guy if we don't like him. Mm-hmm. Let's do this person in. Let's make the world better because we believe there's global warming. So this is all. They're into these ideas that they can make the world better from their viewpoint.
Right.
When the news is really supposed to be, here's the news, you make up your mind.
Exactly. This is what happened. But we never hear. Most people just don't hear about what happened. It's just not there.
The local news is somewhat more less tainted that way, although they have their own agendas, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the national media is pretty far gone at this point.
It really is, and I think that's the word right there, agenda-driven. It's not my agenda, it's their agenda, and if you don't agree with their agenda, then you are less than human anymore, according to the downstream media. It's just unbelievable.
I think part of their problem is the fact that they live in cities like Chicago and New York City and LA, and when you live in concrete like that, you have no idea what the rest of the world is like.
It's very true.
They lost touch with the heartland.
Yes.
They lost touch with their hearts, period.
Well, mm-hmm. their editorialisms, instead of news, should be labeled views.
That's very true. Very true, because there's very little news out there anymore. It is all tainted. It is all opinion. It's all. Some of it's just flat out lies. And it's just totally wrong, totally wrong. And then you look at the Democrat Party pulling this nonsense. Of course, you can't help but see the basic collusion between the media and the Democrat Party. And it doesn't seem, the old Alinsky rule. It really doesn't matter if it's true or not.
You just keep saying it.
Exactly. You just create the narrative, and if you say it often enough and long enough, it will become part of your reality.
There was a guy in Germany in the 1930s that said that. What was his name?
It started with an A.
Joseph Goebbels.
Goebbels.
It was Goebbels. Goebbels.
Goebbels.
It is a tried and true rule, and according to Alinsky, and it is effective. They know it's effective. Certainly, they don't catch everybody.
Yeah.
But there are so many people out there that, and we've said this before, you get a segment of the population who just has tuned out of all things media. They don't hear it. They don't care about it. They don't want to hear it. They you know, turn on your TV to any kind of news station, and they are out of the room. They've tuned out. They're done. But then you've got the hardcore people who are watching, not Fox so much anymore, One America News, that kind of thing. And we're trying to find a good outlet, because Fox News is pretty much
gone.
Yeah, defunct. Gone. And then you've got the people who watch MSNBC and CNN and
Clinton Network News.
And yeah. Network News.
Yeah, they watch those channels because they understand what's going on, but that's what they want.
Well, actually that's very true to an extent, because everybody seems to listen to what feeds their own opinions.
Right.
You know, you're listening to people who are espousing what you believe, and it gets you riled up and emotionally involved, and you wind up agreeing or yelling at the television set, and we feel involved somehow that way. How we manage to get to that point is
it's because they're told what their opinion is.
Yeah.
Well, in the last couple of years, we had used social media to bypass all of that, and mm-hmm. the social media has gotten privy to that. It's no secret that I've been suspended from Facebook like 8 times, and I never cuss, and I never lie. And what it is I just say things that are absolutely true, and there is no rebuttal for it, and it triggers some poor little snowflake in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's
somewhere.
Exactly right. Plus, now you're on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put out anything. I love my mother, and boom, you're on suspension.
I had somebody from Facebook corporate tried to friend me the other day. It's like, Well, no, that's not going to happen.
Ooh, aren't you lucky?
But we had that medium, and now the challenge is to find a medium that, as that phases out, because as we get closer to the election, they're going to become more and more aggressive trying to shut us down.
Oh, absolutely. So, and there's got to be a way. There has to be a way for us to be able to get out. And again, pretty much with grassroots and getting out into the neighborhoods and into these communities that may not be primarily Republican areas.
Right.
But somehow you've got to be able to connect with people, because because when you talk with them about values and you talk with them about what they want for their kids and their grandkids and their neighborhoods and their churches and their schools, they want the same. We all want the same thing.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons that we started this radio show.
Exactly. Yeah. That is exactly right. So that we can reach out to people, because it is values. We do occasionally say Republican, like, for example, when Dee was on the line, I'm very proud of her for becoming the vice chairman of the Republican Party of Clay County. She's a friend of mine, and obviously we are involved in Republican politics, but we don't really say the word Republican all that often. We talk about truth. We talk about values. We talk about feelings. We talk about effects of different policies.
Truth and facts and common sense.
Exactly. And that we hope appeals to people over the long term, and not just the Republican diehards. We're here to talk to anybody and everybody. We've taken calls from people who are obviously not Republican.
It's fun to preach to the choir, but if you're ever going to get anywhere, you have to find some converts.
You really do, and you have to find people. I think when you're out doing the grassroots activities we were talking about earlier, by and large, when you're standing there talking with people one on one in their neighborhoods, it is a totally different dynamic that's going on. People will relate to you as a human being. They're not there to fight. People aren't confrontational. Most people are not confrontational. They don't want to argue. They want to find something to talk about. And if you've got a common ground, then you can go from there. And it's amazing how many people have the exact same values from both sides of the political aisle.
Right. They're trying to find a way through the noise.
Exactly. That's very, very true. So that's part of our job. And yes, you'll find that those of us who are in here are Republicans. But there's way more to it than that. way more to it than that. And that's why we really try to get, if you, you know, we wind up begging people constantly, you know, like, hey, there's another election coming up. Please come and help. But we need you. We need you. We need people who can get out there and just talk and be people to other people. Anyway, we will be back after these messages. Please do not go away. 904-831-0600.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
I love it.
All right, let's go do it again.
Go ahead.
Let's go do it again. Let's go to Orlando, stand in the sun, and then stand in the rain, and then see the greatest president in American history.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And there's going to be a lot more of them. I mean, we've got a long ways between now and November 2020, and there will be a lot of rallies to attend and a lot of good activities. I'll tell you one activity that's going on here in Duval County. This evening, so if you're in your cars and you are listening and you are so inclined, the Republican Party of Duval County is having a grand opening for a campaign office here in Jacksonville. It's actually in the shopping center. It's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on the corner of Beach Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. And it is located around the corner. It's basically on the side of the shopping center so that the door for the new campaign headquarters opens up toward St. John's Bluff. And it should be a good time. There is an open house between 6 and 8 this evening. So if you'd like to go, there are going to be some people there. I know Congressman Rutherford is going to be there.
Right.
Probably some of the other state reps. I know that there's a few councilmen who are going to be showing up. I got texts from a couple of them who are going to be there. There will be a lot of people there. So if you would like to come and socialize and have some conversation, and I think there's probably going to be some kind of free food out there.
Yep, there'll be free food.
Free food. So you might as well, you know, if you want free food, come to the Republican Party. Come to the Republican Republican Party.
Let me entice you.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, that is, again, this evening, corner of Beach Boulevard and St. John's Bluff, on the St. John's Bluff side of the shopping center. It's the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center there. And 6 to 8, you're welcome to come in for the open house. Also, I did mention that John Rutherford, Congressman Rutherford, will be at the event this evening. He will also spend the entire hour with us on Friday right here in the studio. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different issues with the congressman, and you are more than welcome to call in with your questions. I know that there are people out there listening who say, you know, like, he doesn't do town hall meetings and that kind of thing. Well, he does do he speaks all over the place. It doesn't necessarily mean you call it a town hall meeting, but he speaks at all kinds of different organizations all over the county. And he's always willing to take questions. He's always willing to have a conversation. And like I said, he will be here for the entire hour from 5 to 6 this coming Friday on Battleground News. So tune in for that. It should be a great afternoon. And then just a reminder for the Clay County Stars and Stripes Banquet coming up this Friday. That is in Orange Park at the Thrasher Horn Theater. Is it the Thrasher
it's
Horn?
It's a theater.
It's a theater.
It's at the St. John's College.
Okay. And it's a very nice facility. I've been there a few times for Clay County dinners and banquets.
Definitely.
And the speakers for that event, main speakers are Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who was always very, very, very interesting.
Yes, he is.
And also former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll, who is an incredible lady. She spent most of the hour with us this past Friday on the radio, and a great person. You get a chance to meet with them, listen to what they have to say, get your picture taken, you know, get up there and get a selfie, all that kind of thing. The banquet includes the presentation and a very nice meal. That the food at Thrasher Horn is pretty good, and it's $75 to go. So for $75, you can pay by going to clayrepublicans.com, or you can find it on Eventbrite. Either way is fine. Yes,
there, there may be an issue with one of the Eventbrite sites. If you have trouble getting on one because it says password protected, there's a second site that lets you get on.
It's so much easier to go to clayrepublicans.com.
Yeah,
it really, truly is.
Click the button.
And I think, actually, quite frankly, I think if you go to clayrepublicans.com, I don't think they have the same processing fees that they do on Eventbrite.
I'm not really sure.
I'm pretty sure that
they we'll have to call Cletus and find out.
I think. Pretty sure that if you just go to clayrepublicans.com, I think you're better off all way around on that one. So, a lot of things happening here. Obviously, throughout the region, throughout the country, we're all getting ready for the election 2020. It seems like it's so very far away. November 2020 is, what, 1 year and 2 months.
But it comes.
But it goes fast.
It does.
It goes fast.
You're not getting involved now, then you're going to be forever behind the curve. And you know, Karen said this, Dia said this, guys, we need you. Two things that are going to get Donald Trump reelected is a lot of work and a lot of prayer, and that's just the reality of it.
That is the truth. So, okay, we were talking right before this last break about the Democrats and the media and their effect on all things election. I won't even get into in this show because that'll take us way beyond the next 10 minutes. What's happening with Google and Facebook and the algorithms that they are using to literally change or affect votes by delivering only certain information when you Google or go to search for some information on those sites. But in addition to that, we were talking on the break about what happened with, you know, just the counteraction of all this nonsense against Donald Trump, with the call for impeachment and the garbage that's coming out on this this whistleblower who had no firsthand knowledge, didn't even have secondhand knowledge, and then finding out that the deep state and our intelligence agencies have actually changed the rules without anybody really knowing about it so that you don't have to have that anymore. The whole thing is totally contrived. And so what happens?
There was a campaign contribution flurry, and President Trump gained $13 million within a few hours.
Within just a few hours, $13 million, because people are just fed up with this nonsense.
In small increments.
Exactly, exactly. They mentioned that there were over 50,000 brand new donors who had never given a dime before, but they're in it now because they're just fed up.
And everyone, even if they gave $5, they will be at the polls on election day, come hell or high water, because now they're personally invested.
Exactly. You've got skin in the game, so to speak. And that does make a huge difference. And I think that's something for all of us to keep in mind, because obviously there's so many people who we interact with, not only person to person, but on Facebook and Twitter, sure, and those kind of things. And people get so frustrated. People just, we're almost beside ourselves. And the media and the Democrats have us jumping at the next new shiny thing. And instead of having only one shiny thing to jump at each day, they do 4, 5, 6, 7 of them in a day.
Just to keep things confused.
A total frenzy. An absolute total frenzy. And I keep telling people, just stop. Stop. Back away. Turn off your television. If you got to have it on. And, you know, I like to have noise in the background. I have my TV on. But I very seldom am I listening to the news. You know, I've got on the reruns of Star Trek or I Love Lucy. I don't care what it is, but not this.
I just got wind of something over the weekend. There was supposedly some type of report that said Jim Acosta got upset, was throwing beer cans at his TV.
So. That makes me happy right there. There's a visual for you, folks. We're getting to them, too.
Pretty soon we're going to see reruns of Make America Great Again.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
Followed up by the new series, Keep America Great. Yay.
This could play. We could write the script for these things. This
definitely could.
But I think we may actually get to the point pretty soon where maybe one of the stations will eventually just start playing all things Trump. That would be amazing if we just had on 24 hours a day. You want to watch a rally, you want to watch a speech, you want to watch his performance at the United Nations or the G7 summit or his trip to China or his trip to Saudi. I don't care. He's done so many phenomenal things, and people need to be able to see this.
What a great idea. I love that.
Somebody tells me it'll be the Trump Channel.
That's
the Trump
right. Channel.
Hey, there you
the Trump
go.
Channel.
Yeah, and you could have Kellyanne Conway smashing the press.
There it is. With her feet on the couch.
But it's amazing. Anything that happens that's wrong right now is President Trump's fault. The strike, Jim.
Of course.
That's Trump's fault, right? It's ridiculous.
Of course. And it doesn't, yeah, it really gets to the point that people just sit back and after a while you can't even get angry anymore. You just start laughing about it. It's like, oh my gosh, this is absurd.
I think what people have to do is go to Duval Republican Trump Club Facebook site and look at the accomplishment that Scott Thomas has posted.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. We these go up every once in a while, but it's on the Facebook page for the Duval Trump Club,
yes,
that he's got a new one up. It's always worthwhile to go back and you can Google these, you know, accomplishments by President Trump. The articles will pop up and give you a nice list of things that to remind you that, yes, the world is better a place because of Donald J. Trump. We are coming to the end of this show. We will be back on Friday. That is October 4th, 5 to 6 p.m. And we will spend that hour with Congressman Rutherford. So please be here, be ready with your questions, and we will see you Friday. Don't go away.